Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Beyond the Black, and we're going to stay on planet Earth. We're going to the British Isles. We're going to all of the British Isles because we're looking at the United Kingdom developing a private sector for space engineering. Where so, Bob? All over?
All over. They just released a new comprehensive governmental space strategy for the United Kingdom. And what's really interesting about this is it's essentially, with their own words, quoting from my policy paper in 2017, Capitalism in Space. They are basically, this new comprehensive space strategy has nothing to do with, quote, a space program. They don't say, we're going to go to the moon by the end of this decade. We're going to put satellites up by the end of this decade. We're going to put man in space by 2025. None of that. What the strategy is how the government of the UK can encourage and develop an independent and a robust private space sector. And I included in my report on this a graph from the space strategy where they show a picture of the British Isles with all the different space-related operations, spaceports to industry parks throughout the country, trying to promote the manufacture of satellites and rockets and launching of satellites and rockets within the United Kingdom. And so their focus here, if you read the policy paper itself, which I have, it tends to be filled with a lot of governmental blather and vague, high-sounding goals, but it doesn't really, this doesn't seem to be much content. But the vagueness is actually makes sense because they have concluded properly that it's not their place, the government, to set any specific goals, like we'll go to the moon in 5 years, but instead to lay the groundwork so that the commercial sector, individuals and private companies, can come up with their own goals based on what they think they can make the most money on. And so that's what Great Britain's doing, and it's a very, very good thing, John.
There was some time ago you reported on a dispute in Scotland about spaceports between a well-to-do man with sharp elbows and others. Has that been resolved?
Yes, the courts ruled against this this billionaire, and he abandoned any further court suits. So right now, it's really up to the spaceports themselves. Spaceport Hub Sutherland, which he was fighting, has basically won, and they're in the lead. But there are others, including one in the Shetland Islands that he favored, and there's no reason why they can't have more than one. Why not compete?
I favor the idea of bagpipes at a launch, Bob. I think it's a good operatic display. We go to making money in commercial space. Bob is the guru of this, and here's an example that you don't think of right away. Bob, how can you make money because of space junk?
Well, I got two stories here that illustrate that. Northrop Grumman has been developing robots that can be launched, satellite robots that can be launched to attach themselves to defunct satellites and bring them back to life. They've already launched two called the Mission Extension Vehicles. These are attached to the nozzles of a geosynchronous communication satellite that has no more fuel left, and it provides it new fuel and extends its life for 5 years. They've already done two of those. Well, they've now come up with a new version, which they call the Mission Robotic Vehicle, and this one carries multi-pods of extension vehicles, essentially, so that it can be launched once and then save several satellites, not just one. And they say they have six customers already signing up to fly these things down the road to bring their dead satellites back to life. So that's one story about space junk, money being made saving dead satellites in orbit. And the second story is Rocket Lab, the small sat launch company. It has won a contract from a company called Astroscale. And I've talked about Astroscale recently with you, John. That's a Japanese-based company that is right now doing tests on a magnetic capture device to capture space junk. In other words, it's trying to sell that launches of satellites and upper stages that are going to become space junk eventually, you put their little magnetic capture device on it, and their robot will go up and capture it and deorbit it for you. And so Rocket Lab has now won a contract from Astroscale to launch their Astroscale's first attempt to rendezvous with a piece of real space junk. It's an abandoned upper stage from a Japanese launch. Grab it and deorbit it. And so this is another case of turning space junk into money. There is need to get this space junk out. Companies want to remove it. And so these are companies now trying to go on a business from it.
Is there any agreement or supervising body in place to put
No.
a price on removing space junk and to charge people for leaving their junk in the sky? Has that happened yet?
Well, no, but there is obligations. Every company is liable for their space junk. So and remember, a company that's going to put up 4,000 satellites like SpaceX, they don't want junk in orbit because it's going to interfere with their own operations. So they want to get the junk away. So everyone's got an interest in this. And everyone who launches things nowadays is thinking about getting rid of what they've launched when they don't need it anymore. And so these companies are just tying into that need and providing options. And these options are going to grow with time because either you salvage it or you get rid of it, and everyone's going to want to do that.
Another startup in Florida, Terran Orbital. What is that, Bob?
Terran Orbital is a satellite building company, and they've signed a deal to build a very large manufacturing facility to build about 1,000 small satellites per year in Florida. And they say they're going to employ something like 2,000 people with this facility. And so as far as I can tell, Lockheed Martin is maybe their main customer, but maybe there's others. This is a company that's designing itself as, you need satellites built, we'll build them for you. The business is growing, John. There's no doubt about it.
Finally, we have time to mention that there's a possibility, just a possibility, that Kirk is going into orbit for return. What is the possibility, Bob?
Well, what we know is that Blue Origin has announced that on October 12th, they're going to do their next suborbital flight with their New Shepard rocket. They've announced two of the passengers on board. Both of them are people in the space business or related thereof who wanted to go into space. Neither of them is William Shatner, but there have been rumors in the last week or so that Shatner is in line to fly on Blue Origin's New Shepard. So it could be, there's two more seats on this flight. It could very well be in the next week or so they'll announce that Shatner's won. Or not. We'll have to wait and see, John.
Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.